This joyful productivity course is not something you just kind of work through all in one sitting or even in 1 year and say, oh, yes, I've worked through joyful productivity and that's all I need at this time. Just like any important skill you learn in life, it is, I call it spiral learning, right? You touch one concept and you really can only integrate one bit of that concept into your life in a sustainable way before maybe you move on to another concept. Maybe you're bored or you just another lesson comes along, you move on to another concept. You integrate a little bit from that concept into your life. You're kind of stacking concepts, stacking skills, little mini skills on top of each other so that you become more skillful overall over time. So, and then you come to another concept, you integrate yet another little mini skill into your life, and now you're even more effective and joyful and powerful. And you just keep, and then guess what? If you come back to that same concept 3 months, 6 months, a year later, you probably need to reorient with whatever habit you try to integrate the last time. Maybe if that's already still integrated, you try to integrate another little aspect of that concept. So by doing the spiral learning, you become more and more skillful over time, but you always keep coming back because, of course, any great truth is something we can dance with and mine the gold for the rest of our lives, right? It's not just, the golden rule, for example, do unto others as we would like people doing unto us. It's not something you'd like, oh yeah, I get it now. It's fully in it. No, you just keep coming back to that again and again in your life and keep integrating that. Same thing with the joyful productivity skills. So this course you have lifetime access to, which means I do hope that you'll come back to it, every 6 months or so, come back again to one of the skills and go, let me integrate that a little bit more. Because there's always more gold to be mined in each lesson. I come back to it, at least once a year to say, oh, that's right, calendar design again. Let me look at this again. And how do I optimize my calendar back? Oh, that's right, working lightly again. How have I been working too hard? And how can I lighten that up again so that I can be more prolific in my publications and my products out there? So let's take a look at these four steps of spiral learning. Bring up the screen here. The first step, whenever you encounter a lesson, is to choose one concept, tool, or exercise, okay, that you're most interested in applying. And this is important. I don't care if you apply the third step if I'm in that lesson, right? Maybe I'm talking about a five-step process in a lesson. And if you're really interested in the third step, take the third step and try to apply it. It's okay. You can take things out of order. I love rebels, and I really invite you to take the lessons. I apologize. I'm adjusting my heater here. You take one of the lessons that one aspect of it that you most enjoy, and then put all the other ideas on the back burner. This is a skill as well, because what's the alternative? The alternative is to feel FOMO, the fear of missing out. Oh my gosh. Or to feel behind, like, oh, I didn't do that lesson properly. Oh, I missed out on that lesson. No. You just put it on the back burner for future consideration. No, we're practicing no FOMO here. Okay. No fear of missing out here. No being behind you. There's no such thing. You're just taking one mini concept you're most interested in, one mini skill, mini tool, and applying it now. Okay. Because this course will always be available for you to revisit in the future. Right. So choose. This is one of our key skills, that meta skills we're learning in this course. And as a student of any course, choose one mini concept to apply. Okay. Second is to experiment. Now that you've made a choice, rather, now you aim to experiment with that mini skill or that tool. Experiment. What that means is you're open to making mistakes. It's like, oh, I designed a perfect calendar and I completely didn't even follow one aspect of it last week. That's called a missed take. That means you're going to try something else. Oh, maybe that calendar design isn't really optimal for me, or I took too much on. Let me try one appointment a week instead of 85 appointments a week. Right? Experiment with how you apply it. Notice what kinds of missed takes you are having in your life, which just gives you more more to work with, more to say, how can I implement it in my own unique way? What is my system, my body mind system requiring of me as I experiment with this right now? And that's really reflection, right? Reflecting on your real life learning and implementation. And I would love, of course, for you to add a comment underneath that particular lesson. Every lesson that you get in this course will have a particular area that you can comment below. So please do share your experience with the class. Ask any questions, you know? And then lastly, this makes the lesson more enjoyable for everyone. If you do a bit of net caring by reading a few other comments and replying underneath, especially if you see someone's comment doesn't have any replies underneath that, you could just reply with appreciation. Just say, hey, I'm just cheering you on here. I really appreciate what you wrote. Or, hey, that's a really interesting idea. Or, I could totally relate to that. Something like that, something appreciative. Even if they don't reply back, just know that at least I'm appreciating it by seeing it, and they'll probably appreciate when they see it as well. So just by using these four steps again and again, choose a concept, one concept, experiment with it, applying it, reflect on how it went, add a comment below the lesson if you can, and then do a little bit of net caring and making the concept even more holistic for you by kind of reading other people's comments. I think you'll really learn well in this way, and you will spiral towards heaven as we do this, revisit these concepts again and again. So I hope this helps. Thanks.